Class 3 District 9 basketball on the Fox 96.9 is brought to you by Missouri Ozarks Community Health, Simmons Bank, Town and Country Supermarket, Town and Country Bank, Bryn Fitness and Performance, and People's Community Bank. It's Class 3 District 9 basketball on
96.9 The Fox.
Here we are, championship basketball on 96.9 The Fox, Class 3, District 9, the Thayer Bobcats, 13-12, taking on the Liberty Eagles, 25-2. Two teams met 9 days ago, and Liberty won at Thayer 67-65 to break the 22-game winning streak Thayer Bobcats have had. Now, speaking of streaks, Tyler's there getting a little inside intel, and what is this, 26-28, but actually it goes a little deeper than that.
Yeah, they have played 25 district titles in a row, and 28 of the last 30.
Pretty impressive.
So this Thayer team knows how to win big ball games. They're young, but the youth of this Thayer ball team has grown exponentially throughout this season. They had a really, really tough schedule. And the second half of the season, Thayer has been rolling. It's like their leaders in the first half this season kind of dropped back. Some of the younger kids are really, really stepping up big time.
Yeah.
But in this Liberty Eagle team, streak. This is on an 18-game win streak here. They're 25-2 school record regular season win. This matchup here tonight is got to be all making of something really epic.
Here we go. Tonight for the Thayer Bobcats, Riley Wyatt, Eakums, Hollis Decker, Jaden Fulcher. For the Littles, Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Carter Ellett, Paxton, and Liberty in the white. Bobcats in the green. Bobcats coached by Matt Pitts. Liberty coached by Justin Earl. Championship game, well, the district tournament in itself on the boys' side has been held here at Kabul. Last night, the Willow Springs Lady Bay were crowned district champions by defeating the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Tip controlled by Liberty. Alex Toon out top. Off to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter brings it back out top. Inside, Drayton Wells. In the corner, Ellett. Ellett, high post to Wells. Puts it on the floor. One-hand floater. Good.
Good move. Good shot fake. Got the defender up on his toes. Able to get the ball on the floor and get it to the rim.
Bring it down the floor is Hunter Trinkler. Trinkler gets the screen. Puts it over to Belcher. Off inside now. The drive taken by Deckard. Here's a jumper put up. No good. Rebound taken by the Bobcats. Back outside. Combs catches. Dribbles in. Bounces it underneath. And it's going to be a steal by Parker Toon. He brings it down the floor. Leans in. Goes up. Shot blocked. But he fouled
to Belcher on that one.
He's going to shoot two. And yes, indeed, it is Belcher with the foul.
Good heads up play there by Parker Toon, going right at the threat of Belcher to kind of see if he can get that foul trouble started.
And he did that from the baseline. He got the steal and he took it all the way down the floor in traffic. First free throw's good. 7:09 to go in the first. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Chowning. Parker Toon's second free throw is up, and that one is good. Hunter Trinkler works it down the floor for the Bobcats in the front court, behind the volleyball line. Belcher spins it over to Combs. Combs gives it up, gets it right back, gets it to Decker. Decker to Belcher. Belcher going to make a move, leans in, puts it back out to Trinkler and the travel.
Another turnover. Two out of three trips.
Ellett brings it in to Alex Toon. Alex Toon shifts over to the right side, pitches it to Hunter. Hunter brings it back out to Toon. Alex gets it to Ellett. Ellett finds Parker. Parker returns it back to Ellett. Off now to Ellett.
For three. Big, big shot. Yeah, 30-second timeout by Sayers. And the crowd roars. You love it. This is what you tell soldiers about. This is what you talk to others about. This is the environment that you wish every player that has ever walked the halls of Liberty could experience at the very once. It is a special atmosphere.
Oh,
it is,
yeah.
I'm
got goosebumps right now.
Hey, big thank you to Bailey Chevrolet GMC in Willow Springs. Also, the Bank of Birch Tree, branch of Alton Bank, Current Incorporated. Greg's Body Shop, but I guarantee you Greg's around here somewhere right now. Mountain View Auto Parts. Also, Mountain View Lumber. We got more sponsors we want to give big thanks to. 7-0 is the score. Liberty with the lead. Bobcats with the basketball. Hunter Trinkler pitches it to Decker. Decker gets it to Combs. Combs bounces it high post to White, and it's another takeaway. Parker in on the breakaway. Goes out, shoots, scores, and the foul. And that's the third turnover for the Thayer Bobcats.
All three turnovers resulting in Liberty point.
And the foul is going to be against Riley White. The bucket would have counted anyway if it hadn't fallen because of the slap of the board, but and that's what I thought the whistle was. The old-fashioned three is good. 10-0. Liberty. In the ballgame is Skipton Horton. Horton to Deckard. Deckard. Trinkler for three. That goes up. No good. Rebound taken by Combs. Combs, it's going to be a backcourt turnover. And that's number four. Now, again, it's exciting. The vibe is great, but I'm telling you, we got 6:03 to go just in the first.
Yeah, Coach Pitts will have his kids right back in the mix of this.
Alex Toon takes the inbound toss. Paxton brings it out top to Parker. Parker rolls it to Ellett. Ellett gets it to Alex. Back to Ellett. Looking inside. Pitches it to Paxton. Paxton tops the key. Spins it to paint. Brings it back out. Now off to Alex Toon. Good job by the Bobcats. With the defense, Liberty resets. They'll work it back to the right side to Hunter. Hunter puts it on the floor, leans in. Oh, he had a look. Bounces it out to Alex, almost taken away in the corner. And Paxton Hunter resets for Liberty. On the right side, guarded by Belcher. Now they'll reset out top by Parker. Parker looks back at Coach Harrell. Gets the play, starts it with Ellett. Ellett throws it inside, back inside to Ellett. Ellett on the baseline, pitches it inside to Paxton Hunter for two. 1-0 Liberty. Decker. Trinkler.
Liberty matches up at a man-to-man here.
Out, brings it back off to Trinkler. Trinkler spins in the paint. Shot fakes. Picks the dribble up. Gets it to Belcher. Another turnover. That's number five. Paxton Hunter, top of the key. Brings it top to Parker. Alex Toon for three. It's up off the rim. No good. Wells with the rebound. Kicked it back out to Alex Toon. Rims out. No good. Combs pulls it down for the Bobcats. Combs gets it to Decker. Decker brings it out top. He's going to drive. Pulls it off underneath. Up and in. First point is Riley for the at mark 4 feet in the first.
Off there by Hollicker. Into the paint of the dish off the right set for the finish.
Ellett out top to Parker. Parker looks to put it on the floor. Gets it back up to Ellett. Back to Parker. Parker works closer to the baseline. Now brings it back. So inside to Paxton. Paxton traveled.
He did. He was trying to turn, spin to the middle, and the help defense from the backside was a double right there.
12-2. Halfway mark here in the first. Liberty with the lead. Bobcats with the basketball. Trinkler with the teardrop. It's good. Bobcats now on a 4-0 run. They cut the lead down to 8. Liberty brings it down the floor. Alex Toon picked up by Trinkler. Hit the screen. Finds Parker skips it over to Paxton. Paxton pulls the trigger on the 3. Ooh, that's an air ball. Caught by Horton. Horton will bring it down the floor. Horton gets it to Trinkler. Trinkler's going to attack the rim. Blocked shot. Paxton Hunter. Picked up by Wells. Wells hands it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon out top. throws up as it knocked away. Loose basketball picked up by Trinkler. Trinkler's fouled by Parker Toon. Team foul number one. 12-4, 3:18 to go in the first.
Yeah, they're trying to get Liberty to speed up again. Just like in the first matchup, they was able to get Liberty to play a tempo that really favors Thayer. Hopefully they can get everything settled down right here and continue on in this first quarter.
Paxton Hunter comes out. Blaine off, checks in. Horton out top for the Bobcats. Pitches it to Deckard. Deckard behind the volleyball line. He's working against Blaine Ultramat. Drives in, and we got a foul.
What in the world?
Is it away from the ball? No, they're going to call it on Blaine Ultramat. So he might have got in there on him with his hand. On the baseline, Hollis Deckard, ooh, gets it to Belcher. Belcher, and another over. Liberty on the fast break. Alex Toon wisely pulls it out. Carter Ellis out top. Carter Toon for three. In and out, no good. Rebound Belcher. That's three consecutive threes Liberty Eagles have taken after doing what they've been doing inside. Founded it. 12-14. 2:35 to go in the first. High post Belcher. Belcher. Put back out Horton. Horton finds Deckard. Deckard back to Belcher. Belcher. Rip it up and underneath, wide open, Riley White. He just walked, crept right down there when the triple team came. Belcher handed it to him, and he halfway through now the Liberty lead. The Bobcats have cut it to 6. Well, stop the key to Parker. Off to Ultramat. Ultramat gets it to Carter. Carter goes up. No good. Rebound taken by Wells. Gets two offensive rebounds, but he cashes it in. 13-6, Liberty. Horton finds Trinkler. Trinkler to Deckard. Deckard brings it out. Belcher for three. Top of the key. Hits the rim. No good. Rebound Wells. Wells got numbers. Gets it to Parker. Parker's going to attack. Goes up. Shoots. Get it to Rome. And it will be controlled by the Bobcats. That looks like that was going to be foul number two on Belcher. Horton finds Deckard. Deckard shot fake, but he walked.
Another turnover.
That's 7. Liberty basketball with 1:24 to go in the first, leading 14-6 in the Class 3 District 9 championship game. Alex Toon on the left of the floor. He's going to be picked up. Hunter Trinkler has been on him all this first half. Hand off to Parker. Parker to Ultramat. Out top to Wells. Wells, Fritz. Ultramat to Parker. No, I didn't want to shoot.
That closed really fast.
Out to Ultramat. Ultramat's going to take it in. Now he feeds it to Wells. Wells, up and in. Two more.
Big man.
6 points in the first from Drayton Wells. 16-6. Under a minute to go in the first. Deckard for the Bobcats. Belcher is going to drive high up the glass. Actually, no glass needed. Floated it in. 16-8, 37 seconds to go.
Oh, he's so smooth.
Parker tuned at the volleyball line. Works it right to Alex. Alex looks back. Harrell. Bobcats set back in that zone. Liberty will hold out. Coming out. Bobcats will pick them up. Parker tuned out top. Off to Ultramat. Deckard on Parker. Oh, nice feed. Two more, Drayton Wells.
Yes.
8 points for Drayton Wells. 3 seconds to go. Oh, a charge.
And then number two on Belcher.
Belcher picks up his second. 1.8. Now will Coach Harrell fight for a little extra, maybe a couple seconds. 1.8, he is not. At three-quarter court,
the back iron.
Alex Boone,
great first quarter for the Liberty.
8 after one, Liberty. We'll take a break, come back. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Our city. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City!
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
It's Class 3, District 9 basketball on
96.9 The Fox.
Welcome back. Bobcats basketball starts the second. Horton brings it in to Trinkler. Trinkler hands it off to Nicholson. Trinkler on the baseline. Settles it back out. Caught by White. Deckard with the drive. And he gets Nicholson. Deckard thinks about it. He's fouled.
Yeah, he's going to get on that one.
That is Carter's first.
Yeah, see, the previous game, the matchup with Willow Springs and Thayer, Trinkler and Belcher were really the go-to guys.
Horton catches. Trinkler brings it in. He kicks it out. Nicholson for three. It's no good. Altermat, rebound. Altermat, Alex Toon. Alex Toon to the right wing. Out to the right baseline to Carter. Carter walks. Well, that didn't look like a walk, but I see... Kind of, sort of, but, yeah, you know, it was, regardless, it's a turnover. Liberty second, 18-8. Bobcat with an opportunity. Cut into the Liberty lane. Horton. Nicholson, right back Horton. Horton, high off the glass. Two, count it. That was a good set. What?
That was a good set.
18-10. 7 minutes to go in the half. Liberty. Alex Toon. Carter Ellis. Parker Toon at the elbow. Goes up. Can't get it to go. Zone rebound. Can't get it to go. Liberty with the rebound and a foul. Drayton Wells, they're going to say on the floor, not shooting.
Yeah, I think he got it on the rebound.
Yeah. And that's on Hollis Deckard. First team foul. And Dr. checks in for Carlett. So you've got Altermat, Hunter, Wells, Toon and Toon. Altermat inbounds. Wells makes a move, beautiful move, underneath and up, and gets the lay-in. 20-10, Liberty. Trinkler, Nicholson, Deckard. Deckard out top, off to Horton. Horton brings it back out, now spins it. Off to Trinkler, inside Horton, handoff. Jumper goes up, no good. Oh, that's a foul, ain't it?
It should have been.
But out of bounds, Liberty gets the basketball. Paxton Hunter will toss it in. Bobcat's going to extend their defense.
Yep. Here comes the pressure.
Paxton Hunter. Oh! Liberty almost turns it over. They need
He's getting a timeout.
Timeout. And there's I talked with, you know, coach about, because what I did the Kabul fair game, and I was working on their press in that first half against Kabul. And really, I didn't feel that they didn't need to press. You know, I thought they could, but I just took it as, okay, Coach Pitts is working on something.
Yeah, he's making sure that everything's in place for this game.
So I talked a little bit with Coach Harrell, and so now the Bobcats know they've got a little something here. Let's see if it looks like they're going to show it now. Maybe.
Here they come.
So the Bobcats are going to extend their defense length to the floor. Liberty gets it. Now they take it to the corner. There's a trap, but they bounce it, and boom! And a three. Back.
Well, that's one way of doing it. 23-10. Horton for the Bobcat. Horton hands it off to Deckard. Deckard out top. Trinkler. Trinkler brings it to Nicholson. They go inside. Liberty with the defense back outside to Nicholson. Trinkler kicks it. Horton for three is good. He's got five now, and they've all came here in the second. Dominic Boyce is number 12, who's in for the Bobcat. Paxton Hunter, Parker Toon at the elbow. Loose ball tipped around, and Boyce comes up with it for the Bobcat. 23-13. 5:20 to go in the half. Deckard at the volleyball line. Works it to Trinkler. Trinkler goes, has it in the way. It's another takeaway. Parker Toon's going to go up. Deckard with defense. Stood his ground. Layup does not fall for Parker. Driving all the way down. Scoop shot good. Kipton Horton. Liberty kind of fell back on their heels defensively. 23-15 is this for those runs we were talking about take place. Parker Toon playing Ultramat. At the wing, looks inside. Liberty trying to get it back going inside, it looks like. Parker finds Paxton. Paxton inside the elbow. Up and in for two. 4 points now for Paxton Hunter. 25-15, Liberty. 4:30 to go in the half. Horton to Deckard. Deckard at the wing in front of the Liberty bench. In the corner, Trinkler. Trinkler goes baseline. Throws it out to Nicholson. Nicholson back to Deckard. Deckard with the drive. Shot fake. Pulls it back out. Here's a three from the wing. Good for Hunter Trinkler. He's five now. 25-18. Liberty.
Stay the course. Stay the course. Run your offense. Get your good looks inside.
Alex Toon. Behind. Out top. Key for Toon. Parker goes to the left. Now inside, easy blocking.
Parker Toon.
Good feet. Ultramat. Horton. Deckard for three. That's the rebound. Paxton. And he's fouled by Dominic Boyce. That's a second team foul. Twenty 18, 3:37 to go. Last three District 9 championship game at Kabul. Liberty and Fair. Liberty with the basketball. Alex Toon gets the screen. Up there's the lane. Goes up. Kicks it out. Paxton Hunter stripped of the basketball. Liberty turns it over. Wrong pass down the floor. Nicholson catches. Splits two defenders. Goes up. No good. Fight for the rebound. Bobcat with a record shot fake. Pulls up the one-hander, no good. Blaine Altermat with the rebound. Altermat, Alex Toon, 27-18, 3 minutes to go in the half. Hunter catches right wing. Up, Carlos. Alex Toon catches left wing. Back to catches on the is Parker Toon. Carter came in for. Paxton Hunter at top. Ellis. Three ball goes up, no good. And the rebound taken by Boyce. Nicholson with the long pass. Back off the Decker. Back. Trinkler one hand. Floater, good.
Just was that lane drive too easy.
Well, from the free throw line to the back of the volleyball line, yeah.
They're just given that high post area. And these guards from there are really, really good.
27-20, Liberty. Paxton Hunter out top. Going to use the dribble. Working it. Oh, he stripped to the basketball. Bobcat still can't hang on to it. It rolls out of bounds. It'll be the basketball. And says, hey, man, I'm getting grabbed and dug on. Paxton comes out. Parker Toon back in. 1:08 to go in the half. 27-20, Liberty. Alex Toon will toss it in and gets it to Parker. Up and in. Two more.
Get all those easy ones.
9 points for Parker. 29-20. Strinkler walked on blocking foul.
That's going to be Parker's second.
Well, the Liberty did last night. Parker got in foul trouble, and that's been a lot.
1:48 left to go in this first half.
I think I was up to get the first toss out top, caught by White. White. Sprinkler. Out top to Horton. Horton. 1:30 to go. Nicholson. Trankler. Hurt at the elbow. Back out to Deckard. Deckard. Nicholson. Three is good. Carter Nicholson. And it's a 6-point ball game. 29-23. Liberty. Alex Toon. To Collis. Parker Toon catches spin. Gets out of bounds.
He had that Wells rolling. He was going to get him a good side.
Carter Ellett thinks it is 29-23 Liberty. They get it. Both Wells. Alex Toon. Alex Toon spin. Side to Parker. Ball. Possession arrow. Possession arrow Liberty.
Yep.
One official pointed the wrong way, didn't look at the arrow. 61 seconds to 29-23. Parker Ellett, ooh, he had Blaine.
He did.
Gets it to Wells. That's better. Two more for Jordan Wells. 12 here in the first half. 31-23, under a minute to go. Deckard, the Horton. Horton back to Deckard. Off to Trankler, Nicholson in the corner. That on baseline is here's a jump goes in. 31-25, 35 seconds to go in the half. Liberty. Alex Toon works the half court line. Finds the move, finds the left exit in the corner. Carter Ellett for three is good. 34-20. Liberty. Nicholson with the drive. Loose ball. Up. Pop it up again. Alex Toon for three. It's long. No good. Horton gets the rebound at half court. Puts one up. No good. At the break. Liberty 34. Bobcat 25. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Go through first half stats. Championship. Eagle basketball on the Fox. 96.9
The Fox. Missouri Ozarks Community Health. Continuing to serve your health care needs since 1997. Providing high quality health care services accessible to everyone. With six clinics within Douglas, Ozark, Texas, and Wright counties. And ready to care for you and your family. Missouri Ozarks Community Health. Proud to be a sponsor of local sports.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Town and Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the e-club, where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store, fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
It's Class 3, District 9 basketball on
96.9 The Fox.
All right, welcome back. Liberty leads at the half, 34-25, and the scoring for their Bobcats.
Horton, 7. Carter Nichols with me. So that's 10 points for the Bobcats. Riley White with 4. Peyton Bell, 2. Hunter Trinker with 9. 17 seconds. Bobcats turned it over 10 times. The Liberty Eagles, Parker Toon with 9. Alex Toon with 3. With the Paxton Hunter with 4, Blaine Altermat with 12. Liberty scored 18 in the first, 16 in the, they've turned it over times in the first half.
Yeah, both teams aren't really shooting the ball very well from the outside. They're playing from the 3, and there's the game that Liberty is playing. Is the difference ball game? Carol, you've seen a couple slow. Get your offense. You make three passes, finding somebody wide open on the block.
Well, and yeah, and you know, credit just way this Liberty Eagle team is open. You've got Toon who can hit the 3. You've got Parker Toon who can hit the 3. You've got, you know, Carter Ellis who will knock a couple down. You got Paxton Hunter who will knock a couple down, but Lane Altermat. So really the 3-point shooters, your sharp shooters, let's say, is Altermat and Alex Toon. Well, you've got that going, and then you got the ability of Parker Toon as that penetrator, and then, you know, Carter Ellis, Paxton Hunter, they kind of complement with their ability. Now, God, okay, so just say your driver, you know, Parker Toon. Game with Drayton Wells. So it's kind of a three-headed monster. Complements Wells is Paxton Hunter. And then all of a sudden you've got Parker Toon sneaking down underneath. Honestly, pretty easy to attack.
And in the first matchup, outside of mainly. I mean,
yeah,
Drayton had 10 or 12 in that first matchup, but 8 of them were offensive rebounds.
Yeah, yeah.
So for him to actually get involved in this offense to where they're 12 in this first half is huge because they didn't have to account for that in the first matchup.
No, no. But, hey, there's a lot of football still yet to go. 34-20, I believe, with the lead. But there is going to be a lot of runs that's going to be taking place in this second half. It is S3 District 9 Boys Championship at the Bull. Liberty and Thayer. Liberty on top at break. 24-20.
Know weather now on today's Hit Music 96.9 The Fox.
WHN Weather Center. Now, as we take a look at this weather forecast, we're getting ready to slide into some rainy weather, it would appear. Overnight tonight, the low temperature reading 39. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of rain with 55. And we'll have possibility of rain at the very least all the way through next week until Friday, but temperatures will stay well into the 60s. Find more at OzarkRadioNews.com.
Some folks let their gold and silver sit in a drawer. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who bring it to Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. We pay top prices for gold and silver coins and offer fast, easy loans on gold jewelry, rings, necklaces, you name it. If it's gold, we're interested. Whether you're selling, borrowing, or buying, do it the smart way. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. That's right, it's our friends and family sale. We've been so busy in January during our sale, we've decided to extend our friends and family sale through the whole month of February. friends and family pricing, and only at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Friend Fitness and Performance, located in Licking, is a 24-hour Key Fob accessible fitness center. Friend Fitness, with a certified trainer on staff, is a clean, affordable gym where you can reach your fitness goals. Stop in Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 1 to 5, to discuss all of their options. You can contact them by texting or calling 417-331-9050, even message them on Facebook. Friend Fitness and Performance is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613 to trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
Town and Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the e-club, where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store. Fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
The mission of People's Community Bank is to be the preferred independent community bank which meets and exceeds the expectations of their customers and communities by providing excellent customer service, products, and value while maximizing shareholder return, along with maintaining the well-being and satisfaction of their employees. People's Community Bank offers online banking, mobile banking, and now e-statements. Visit them on Main Street in Kabul.
It's Class 3, District 9 Basketball on
96.9 The Fox.
Wells, Liberty now at the other end. Paxton Hunter at the wing, looking inside. Wells back outside. Parker now. Carter, right back to Parker. Alex catches. Carter brings it. Now reverses it to Parker. Inside to Paxton. Paxton goes up. Can't get it to go. Loose ball out of bounds. Liberty basketball. See, you're still getting it inside. The shot didn't fall. You didn't get the rebound, but the rebound was lost out of bounds. So, Ellett will inbound. And finds Parker to corner. Parker out top to Paxton. Paxton feeds it off Alex. Alex brings it out to the timeline. Alex attacks the screen. Now finds Parker. Parker double intent out of bounds. Stays with Liberty. A piece of it was Trinkler. Under sideline into Alex.
Okay, you're in third passing lanes already in the second half.
Parker back to Alex. Paxton, yep. Trying to post up, and Alex hit with the travel. 6:57. Basketball with Trinkler. Got Belcher in the corner. Brings it off to Combs. Combs to Decker. Decker. Trinkler is going to drive in. High floater. Up, no good. Rebound Wells. Wells clears it out. Finds Parker, too. Parker to Alex, too. Alex brings it out top. Carter. Ellis gets it in to Paxton, and a push it is. That's Riley White, his second.
checking back in. It's important. Horton comes in for Heath Combs. Carter Ellett on the baseline for Liberty to bring it in. Gets it to Paxton. Paxton shot blocked by Belcher. Picked up by Trinkler. Trinkler bounce pass. Blocked by Wells. The reverse layup by Horton denied.
Big wingspan.
Bobcats on the baseline. Deckard will toss it in. Horton's there and pops Trinkler. Trinkler. Oh, that's weak. Yeah. And Paxton Hunter, that's his first or second?
This is first.
Deckard inbounds for the Bobcats on the baseline and finds Belcher. Belcher, six-footer, goes up, no good, rebound. Parker June crosses the timeline, 6:13 on the clock, pitches it to Alex June. Alex at the half-court logo. Cheats over towards the scorer's table, finds Hunter. Now Parker back inside. Parker Toon goes up. Shot's blocked, but he gets his own rebound. Carter for three. Carter Ellis.
I'm making some big shots here this evening.
37-25. Trinkler turns it over. Paxton Hunter off to Parker Toon. 5:40 to go. Parker Toon, Paxton Hunter. Paxton looks to drive, brings it out. Carter Ellett, three more. Oh, rattles in and out.
You cannot get any closer.
Oh, it went deep. Trinkler picks it up. Trinkler to Horton. Horton gets it to Deckard into the corner. Deckard brings it out. Back to Horton into the corner. Off to Deckard. Trinkler. At the free throw line, the fadeaway, no good. Rebound Wells.
Wells playing big, big, big inside here tonight.
Alex Toon to Parker Toon. 5 minutes to go in the third. 37-25, Liberty. Parker Toon stepped up behind the volleyball line. Trinkler picked him up. Forced him to go right. There's a foul that's on Trinkler, his first. That is his first, second team foul. And Carter Nicholson checks in for Hollis Deckard for the Bobcat. Carter Ellett tosses it in on the sideline to Alex Toon. Alex Toon works towards the Liberty bench. Brings it back out top to Parker. Now off to Carter. Carter back to Parker. Parker yes. Brings it inside to Wells. Wells is fouled by Nicholson.
Good post up, good steal.
Well, it's a good job by Parker or Liberty seeing that, okay, you've got 6'8 down there and you've got him, he's being guarded by Carter Nicholson, who's 5'9. Well,
yeah.
Back outside, Carter Ellett, Paxton Hunter, Parker Toon for three, goes up, no good, and the rebound taken by Riley White. White gets it to Horton. Horton hands it off to Nicholson. Nicholson with the crossover. Floats it onto the baseline to White. Riley out to Horton. Horton brings it out top. Finds Trinkler. Trinkler finds the lane. Gives it up. Combs blocked. But a foul. That could be against Paxton.
No, they got Drayton.
They got Drayton. That's his first.
I don't think Drayton fouled him. I think it was Paxton Hunter.
Riley White at the free throw line, shooting two. First one is good. 76 Liberty. Riley White will cut it to 10 right here. Won't fall. And a rebound and a foul. That's going to be on Carter Nicholson. His second.
Whoa.
Oh.
They called it on Carter Ellett.
Oh, wow.
He blocked out, got the rebound.
Yeah, Carter got the rebound. May have been before the rebound. Bobcats bring it in. Horton catches at the wing. Horton out to Trinkler. Trinkler to Nicholson. Nicholson right back to Trinkler. Trinkler spins, kicks it back out. A D3 by Nicholson is up, no good. Wells rebound. Off to Hunter. Hunter feeds it. Alex Thune, 37-26, just under 4 minutes to go in the third. Alex pitches it to Paxton, high post, Parker. Parker's going to drive in, up off the glass, no good, rebound, Nicholson.
Parker just pushing a little too hard right now.
Horton brings it off to Nicholson. Nicholson with the crossover. High floater, good, off the glass. 5 points for Carter Nicholson. 37-28, Liberty. Eagles have only scored three here in the third. Bobcats have only scored three. Carter Ellis, Parker June, back to Carter. Wells catches. Oh, I like that matchup. Wells, though, it was a clean catch. Alex Thune's going to go baseline. High post. Kick out. Carter Ellett for three off the rim. Bobcats will take that.
Absolutely.
No, I think Liberty needs to give that up. It's in the wrong shooter's hand. Or Carter needs to penetrate. Drive and look for the collapse. Dish it off for an easy bucket. Belcher at the elbow. Kicks it back out to Horton. Horton for three. Oh, no good. What a collision there. No call. Wells wanted a call. Didn't get it. Bobcats with the rebound. Horton kicks it out. Belcher turns it over. Picked up by Carter Ellett. Carter's going to drive out of bounds, and it'll be Liberty basketball. But again, Carter, slow down.
You've got to realize the numbers. It was one on two going into that fast break.
Yeah, Carter's going to come out. He's Coach Harrell.
He's attacking.
Yeah,
There's nothing wrong with it. You just need to realize what, you know, the situation.
Inside to Paxton. Paxton goes up and blocked shot. Belcher. Belcher gets it. Now Trinkler drives, shoots, scores, and he fouls. That'll be two on Wells, right?
That is correct.
Old-fashioned three attempt here for Hunter Trinkler. 37-30, and it's no good. Rebound Parker, and now Parker's fouled. That could be on Trinkler or Carter Nicholson.
They're going to get Carter Nicholson on that one.
That's his third. So here comes the press now. Bobcats are going to extend their defense. Paxton Hunter will inbound. Gets it to Alex Thune, picked up by Horton, back to Paxton. Alex, here comes the double team into the corner, get it across. Paxton does. Gets it inside to Wells, outside to Paxton. Paxton, no, don't be shooting the three, Paxton. Alex Thune for three, up, no good, rebound, Wells.
Big time. And we got a timeout.
Timeout, Liberty. 9:30, 7:0 in the third. We'll take 30 seconds, come right back. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
The mission of People's Community Bank is to be the preferred independent community bank which meets and exceeds the expectations of their customers and communities by providing excellent customer service, products, and value while maximizing shareholder return, along with maintaining the well-being and satisfaction of their employees. People's Community Bank offers online banking, mobile banking, and now e-statements. Visit them on Main Street in Kabul.
It's Class 3, District 9 basketball on
96.9 The Fox.
37-27 to go in the 3 District 9 championship game at Kabul. Pains of sport just 5 points in the third,
but it's been a good one. I mean, it's been back and forth and not much offense occurred here. But
a lot of defense.
You kind of see some positioning going on for this final quarter that's getting ready to play out in front of us here.
Hunter Trinkler gets it to Nicholson. Nicholson has it tipped. Out of bounds. Last touch by Liberty. Carter Nicholson will inbound. Tipped out of bounds. It was last touched by the Bobcat. Oh, well,
It was cold.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the Bobcats
may have got a piece of it, but it stays with the Bobcats. Horton will bring it in, tosses it into the backcourt to Trinkler. In the front court, Trinkler makes the move. Picks the dribble up outside to Horton. Horton's going to make the move. Scoop shot. No good. Tipped by Wells. Alex Toon. That was really good.
Good tip. He doesn't get his hands on that. That's an offensive rebound and easy putback.
Yeah. 1:15 to go in the third. Alex Toon puts the drive. Altermat. High post to Wells. Wells gets it to Hunter. Reset was Parker. Now Alex. Horton on top. Defense on Alex Toon. Under a minute to go now. Alex backs up. Horton comes right at him. Alex. Now the ball uses a crossover. It's double team. Paxton Hunter for three. Oh, now well. Parker Toon. Alex Toon. In fact, Paxton shoots the
yeah.
In this game, Paxton, Carter, Ellis, I would rather them get closer. Parker Toon. Here's Bobcats going to strengthen up the defense. Down to 20 seconds. Nicholson out on top on Parker. In the corner, Altermat sends it over to Paxton. Paxton's going to put it on the floor, rotates it back over to Parker. In the corner, Altermat for three. It's up, no good. Rebound taken by Trinkler. 2 seconds. Trinkler pulls up at the buzzer. No good. After three, Liberty 39, Bobcat 30. Coming up, the final 8 minutes of regulation in the Class 3 District 9 championship game at Kabul. It's a heck of a ball game, and you're tuned in to the Fox 96.9.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and Park City Auto Parts. Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $32.99. Limits apply. Choose Syntec at Park City Auto Parts.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View. Park City.
Missouri Ozarks Community Health, continuing to serve your health care needs since 1997, providing high-quality health care services accessible to everyone, with 6 clinics within Douglas, Ozark, Texas, and Wright counties, and ready to care for you and your family. Missouri Ozarks Community Health, proud to be a sponsor of local sports.
It's Class 3, District 9 basketball on
96.9 The Fox.
39-30 Liberty as we get the fourth underway. Liberty basketball. Parker Toon brings it into Alex Toon. Alex picked up by Hunter Trinkler. As it tips, it's a loose ball, but gathered back up. Three is good. Dwayne Altermat in the corner, left alone, unattended. Hits the tray. Nicholson with the drive. Blocked. Picked up. Blocked by Parker. Picked up by Wells. Parker with the drive. Bounces it over to Alex. Alex, top key. Gets it back to Parker. Parker back to Alex. 420 or 725 to go. 32-30. Oh, reach in by Trinkler. No call. In the corner. Altermat. Alex.
Good. Good.
Wide.
Good.
Reset. That was smart. Reset. Alex Toon out top. Finds the lane. Oh, he walked.
Yep, he did.
Turns it over. Kind of not wanting to give it up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
he did a great job to split those defenders.
But then he needed the dish. It
yeah.
was there. Trinkler with the drive. Up. No good. And Paxton Hunter with the rebound. To Alex Toon. Alex Toon to Parker Toon. Parker returns it back to Alex. Alex, reach it in. That's on Trinkler. That's his second. Team foul number one here in the fourth. Split
is going to check in for Paxton Hunter. Parker brings it into the backcourt to Alex Toon. Picked up by Horton. Back to Altermat. Top of the key to Parker. Parker, high post.
Oh,
that's a good look. Yeah, that's a good look. The floater wouldn't go for Wells. Belcher drives up and lays it off the glass for two. That's his fourth point of the game. Scored two in the first. Carter Ellis gets it to Wells. Wells is fouled by Deckard. His second. Brayton will shoot two.
Not many free throws shot in this game.
This is the first trip in the second half and the third trip overall. First one's no good. Thayer's been to the line twice. 42-32, Liberty. Second one, no good. Rebound, put back.
Carter Ellis.
Parker Toon with the rebound. Belcher drives, floats one up. No good, but he gets his own rebound. Followed his shot. Now he's got it in the corner, and yep, that's going to be Carter Ellis, third. Carter's playing a lot of defense with his hands.
Yeah.
You know, when he's big enough body, just your feet.
And it's youth.
It's youth. Trinkler out top for the Bobcats. Deckard catches. Deckard gets into the middle paint. Goes up off the rim. No good. Parker Toon with the rebound.
Go down.
Go ahead. Pull it back out.
There, boy.
Wait for the numbers. Alex catches. That's the logo. For Matt at the wing. Looks inside. Brings it into the corner to Ellis. Ellis reverses it to Parker. Here's a deep three by Altermat. Oh, and Parker tries to save it, but Trinkler's able to catch it. Trinkler takes it down into the paint. He wisely pulls it out. Now they're going to get
Parker out there on a reach-in.
Yeah, that's going to be Parker's third. 44-32, 5:24 to go. Bobcats have gotten it faster.
Yeah.
Deckard will inbound for the Bobcats. Trinkler out top. They get it to Belcher. Belcher reverse. Whoa, what a shot.
He's smooth.
6 points now for Jaden Belcher.
Here comes the pressure.
Yep. Alex Toon out top. Works it against Horton. Alex gets through. Brings it to Parker. Parker guarded by Trinkler. Wells in the corner catches. Brings it out to Ellett. Ellett reverses to Alex Toon. Man-to-man by Sarah Bobcat. Back out top, Ellett works against Belcher. Now, see, that's where I'd like to see Carter. Oh, there's a takeaway and a foul.
Going to get Parker Toon for his fourth.
Spacing. Liberty got flat-footed,
yep.
You know, and that defense will lull you into that. So Parker with four fouls, that's going to get Paxton Hunter into the ball game. Parker Toon with 9 points. That all came in the first half. Bobcats bring it in. Trinkler out top. Drives, bounces it, caught. Up, no good. Rebound, Wells to Ellis. Now, see, here's where pressure can be a problem, and I'd like to see Alex work faster to get it to our end of the floor to avoid a trap setup. Horton, Paxton, Hunter catches. Paxton brings it in, rolls it back off. Yeah, you can't. See, look, now with the pressure, you got to know they're going to attack.
Yeah.
It works it in deeper.
That's Paxton Hunter's second.
44-34, 4 minutes to go. Liberty with the lead. Trinkler. Oh, Horton's able to run down the loose ball. Gets it off. Here's Belcher for three. Good. Jaden Belcher heating up. He's got 7 here in the fourth, 9 in the game. 44-37. Timeout. Bobcats will take one as well. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus.
Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
It's Class 3, District 9 basketball on
96.9 The Fox.
44-37, 3:54 to go in the fourth. Liberty with the lead, and they'll have the basketball. And the Bobcats are going to apply lots of pressure. Now, Liberty doesn't have Parker, your press breaker, to get through. Liberty's not getting, there you go, get it across, and they get it to Ellett gives it back up to Paxton Hunter picks it up, they flip it back out to Carter Ellett gets it to Paxton Hunter, right back to Ellett, off to Paxton again. Now Liberty's getting too far away from the goal, and that helps the Bobcats trap. Down to 3:20. Bobcats on defense. They feed it to Alex Toon. Alex guarded by Trankler. And there's almost a steal. Again, Liberty working a long ways away from the bucket. Now they get it to Wells. It's four-hand slam.
Just a drop step dunk.
Belcher brings it out top to Horton. Horton to Trankler. We're going to take it in, throws it back out. Belcher for three. It's good. 46-40. Alex Toon with the trap. Gets it to Paxton. Paxton to Carter. Ellett. Carter hands it back to Paxton.
2:30 left in the fourth.
Yep. And a timeout.
Timeout.
As Parker will come back out, play with four fouls, but look for Sayer in that scenario to match up and get him out of there, because, you know, Parker's, he's your press breaker.
He's, yeah, but he's kind of the X factor. He's the bailout guy that if not kept in check, he's going to beat you.
Yeah.
And Sayer's done a really, really good job on him, especially in the second half. And it's kind of got him a little flustered, and he's pushing a little too hard. He forced a couple possessions there that, you know, maybe not one of those type of deals. But Liberty just got to keep attacking. Keep, you know, when they give you a look, you got to go score.
Well, Liberty's been outscored in the fourth, 10-7. And the 10 points have come from Jaden Belcher.
Yeah.
He had 2 points through three quarters.
Yeah.
And he's unloaded now for 10 here in the fourth.
Yeah, I think he had 28 in the first matchup.
Yeah. So Liberty will get the basketball on the sideline. There's a foul. That's going to be three on Trankler.
They're going to try to get the fouls up to where.
Yeah.
They got two more to give.
Well, one.
Start
shooting. Yeah, yeah. Parker Toon will inbound. And that's going to be on
Hollis Decker.
That's his third.
All right, now both teams will shoot.
Yeah, both teams will be shooting from here on out. 2:27, 46-40. Belcher with the defense. Out top. And Alex gets it to Ellett. Belcher out top. And there's foul. It's going to be on Belcher. That's his third. Alex Toon at the line. He'll shoots too. Alex with 3 points. Alex has been the facilitator.
Yeah.
He's not, you know, he's not really been trying to force that three shot, and he's done a really good job of getting Liberty into their offense. Now, need to knock down some free throws. First one is good. 47-40, 2:16 on the clock in the fourth. Second free throw is good. Alex makes them both. He's got 5 in the game. Hunter Trankler brings it down the floor. Gets it to Deckard. Deckard takes it around top of the key inside. Turns it over. Oh! That should, yeah, Alex Toon is saying should be Liberty, but it is not. Eddie Duggar says no. He's looking. None of the other officials are giving him any signs. There, Bobcat basketball. In the corner, here's a three. Oh, Horton bombs one.
And a timeout by Sayers.
Yeah, the 10 points now for Skipton. Horton catches the inbound toss and bombs it. 48-43.
2:01 left.
5 point ball game. Bobcats with the timeout. Now again, Liberty, you know that Bobcats are really going to crank up their defense.
It's coming right now. Everything that they've been doing in the second half, kind of getting into this full court press pressure, is all for this last 2 minutes.
Yeah,
because it's coming. Coach Pitts he's going to turn the knob up to 11 here for the defensive pressure. What Liberty has to do is make some free throws, because they're going to foul and they're going to the line. Take care of the ball. Make your free throws.
Well, earlier today, Coach Reed and his Hartville Eagles are Class 2 district champions. And
the Bunker Eagles.
Yeah, Coach Rod Gorman, Class 1 district champions on the boys. Last night, the Willow Girls, Class 3 District 9 champions. Norwood Girls, district champions. Van Buren was playing today in their district championship. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I haven't heard.
So here comes the full court press by the Bobcats. So Bobcats are going to have numbers. They're going to have 4-on-3, number one. Now Blaine Altermat's going to sneak up there. He's got to even the number situation out. Carter Ellett will inbound. Ellett looks and finds Alex Toon. Look for the double team. Alex Toon uses the crossover. Gets by, finds Ellett. Altermat catches. Gets it again into the corner. There's
Wells.
Yeah, Wells.
Yeah, Wells. Because he's wide open on the block.
So Blaine Altermat will shoot two. But yeah, Drayton was just kind of being a spectator. And the guy he had on him, Heath Combs, and just step in, slide in front of him and make a play. Blaine hits the first one. 49-43 Liberty. 1:44 to go in regulation. Second free throw is up. That's no good.
Carter Ellett with the rebound.
Big putback. 51-43. Big play by the freshman. Belcher takes it in. Oh, that's a walk. Fade away. Off the rim. No good. Alex Toon with the rebound. And he's fouled by Horton or Trinkler. That's going to be Trinkler's fourth. Alex Toon's in the line to shoot two. 1:26 to go in regulation.
How big was that offensive rebound on that
was huge.
Good.
That was
Carter
huge.
Ellett.
Yeah, the freshman.
Just what a hustle.
First one. Alex Toon was 6 points, which, you know, you might go, oh, wow, he's not had a good game. He's had one of his better games.
Yes.
Second one is good. He gets the goal. 53-43, 1:23 to go, and, oh, a blocking foul. Trinkler will shoot two. I thought it was a walk. That's going to be on Alex Thune, his first. At the line, Hunter Trinkler. Shooting two. Trinkler with 11. He had 9 in the first half. First one is up. It's no good. .122 to go. Second free throw by Trinkler is up, and it's no good. Parker Thune with the rebound. Alex Thune is fouled by Decker. That's his fourth. Alex Thune will shoot two. .119 to go.
Just keep making the free throws.
Oh, yeah, and you got to know
the pressure
that's coming. First one is good.
Attaboy.
Second free throw on the way for the junior, Alex Stewart. And that's good. He makes them both. Bobcats going to push it. Decker out top. Looks to make the move. Drives. Throws it away. Turnover. Eagle basketball. 1:14 to go. Eagles lead 55-43, 1:14 to go. Trinkler comes out. I think Nicholson is checked in, I believe. They get it to Alex Thune. Alex Thune is fouled. Oh, they call a walk. I mean, right in the chop.
And in the face. In the face. And it's called a walk.
Bobcat basketball on the baseline. Decker throws it out top to White. Horton catches. Horton looks to make a move. High floater. Up, no good. Tip. Belcher catches. And Decker with the floaters. Good. And a timeout. Hollis Decker with his first point of the game. 58 seconds to go. 55-45 Liberty. And this season has been a blast. How far, how much further it goes?
Who knows? Who knows?
But I'm going to say again a big thanks to OZH, Ozarks Health, Shelter Insurance in Mountain View, Simmons Bank, SBU, Grubaugh Chevrolet, the Anchor, and Liberty Bank, a branch of West Plains Bank. And don't forget Gentleman Jim's. Go see Danny Boyd. He'll help you out. Also, Dave's Auto Service and, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, Bank of Birch Street, Fern Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Mountain View Auto Parts. What's going on at the auto parts?
Oh.
Windshield wipers. It's going to be raining all next week.
It is.
And Stevie will even put them on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Windshield wipers.
Blood.
All the spring cleaning products. They're stocked.
Step through.
Right.
Well, that police officer pulls you over and says, it smells funny in here, you know, and you try to explain to the police officer, look, it's fish. You know, I hunt, it's squirrels, it's turkey, it's dead carcasses. So we need you to step out, you know, so you can get stuff to smell good. Oh, hard foul, and Alex Tooth will shoot too. That foul's going to be on Combs. And Alex Thune shooting two. 57
just
seconds.
Just keep knocking them down.
Just keep making your free throws.
Just keep knocking them down.
Alex for two more. Big free throws here. First one's good.
How many has he made in the fourth?
Just like that, he's in double digits. He's had 7 points in the fourth. He had 3 in the first. 56-5 Liberty, 57 seconds to go. Second one is up, and it's good.
12-point lead, 55 seconds left.
Hollis Dickert stutter step, goes up front of the rim, gets it to fall. Deckard with two, he's got 4. Parker Tune is fouled. Parker goes to the line.
Going
to
get Horton on that foul.
47 seconds to go. That's the first foul on Horton. You know, I was going to say this earlier, and I didn't, but here with 47 seconds, I'll say it now. 25-2, fabulous record. 25-3 would have been a fabulous record to be remembered.
First
one's good, but be remembered. You got to have a banner hanging in the
gym. That's exactly right.
And
you got to win this one.
If you want your name to be in the gym forever, second one's good, you got to win this game. 59-47, Liberty, 43 seconds. Block shot. Well, and foul.
The Hollis Deckard, I think that's going to be his fifth.
That's his fifth. He fouls out with 4 points. Alex, 2-2. Seconds, a 59-47 ball game, Liberty. First one's good.
So, Ty Spencer comes in for Blaine Altamat.
Very good. 39 seconds to go, 59-47. Second free throw by Alex Thun is good. 10 for 10. 10 for 10. 12 points. 10 of them come here in the fourth. Threes put up no good. Well, with the rebound. Gets it to Jester. Jester will hand it off to Alex Thun. Alex Thun gets it across. And the Liberty fans stand up. Your District 9 Class 3 champion is going to Liberty East as they knock off the Fair Bobcats. 60-47. The Eagles will play Tuesday at Houston. We're going to take a break, catch our breath, add all this up, and, hey, Ricky, we're going to have the coach come up and talk with us. Ricky's going to go get
Coach Harrell
to come up, and we'll visit with him. So stay where you're at because we got more to come. Eagles win 61-47 over the Bobcats. Stay put. We're coming right back.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH podiatry as well as OZH orthopedic and spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
Missouri Ozarks Community Health, continuing to serve your health care needs since 1997, providing high-quality health care services accessible to everyone, with 6 clinics within Douglas, Ozark, Texas, and Wright counties, and ready to care for you and your family. Missouri Ozarks Community Health, proud to be a sponsor of local sports.
Town & Country Bank is a proud supporter of local sports. As you hustle to and from these final district games, let us save you time with our smartphone app and text banking. You'll have access to your accounts and transaction history 24/7, anytime, anywhere, leaving you more time to coach, cheer, and celebrate with your favorite team. Find our Town & Country Bank application available for download on the App Store or visit us at tcbanks.com. Smart, friendly solutions. Town & Country Bank, member FDIC. The mission of People's Community Bank is to be the preferred independent community bank which meets and exceeds the expectations of their customers and communities by providing excellent customer service, products, and value while maximizing shareholder return, along with maintaining the well-being and satisfaction of their employees. People's Community Bank offers online banking, mobile banking, and now e-statements. Visit them on Main Street in Kabul.
When it comes to guns and ammo, some folks pay more than they should. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who shop at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. They know where to find great deals on firearms, ammo, and accessories. At Ozark Trading Post, you'll get quality gear at smarter prices every single day. So, save big, shop smart, stay local. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Town and Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the e-club, where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store. Fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Okay. Hi, welcome back again. I'm Gary Lee, alongside Tyler Channing, and the Liberty Eagles are your Class 3 District 9 champions, defeating the Bobcats 61-47. And this is how a group of high school teammates, this is how you get remembered.
Oh, they're bonded forever. Forever.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody from 25 years from now, they can see each other at a class reunion or, you know, just in passing and say, hey, we want a district title.
Yeah, I mean, it's not to take away, if it wouldn't have went this direction, not to have taken
right.
away a great season and
right.
all that, because but, you know, you can have a lot of wins mm-hmm. in the regular season and then not win your district.
Yeah.
But the Liberty Eagles, they are all-time school regular season record. They are Kabul Holiday Tournament champions. They're not Kabul Holiday. But they played in a championship game for every tournament.
Yeah.
They won the Pleasant Hope Tournament. They're champions of the Pleasant Hope Tournament. They're the SCA champions, and now they are district champions. So, you know.
But the game tonight itself. Liberty comes out, what was it, a 9 or 10 nothing?
12. It was 12. 12 nothing. 12-0 run.
Well, in the, you know, we end up winning by 14.
Yeah.
So that 12.
Never trailed.
We never trailed, but that opening 3 minutes that Liberty put out here tonight was never, it was too big of a hump for Thayer to ever crawl back out of.
I think the closest the Bobcats ever got was six.
Six. They got down
to
six.
It was a two possession.
Yep.
That was as close as they got, and Coach Harrell, Ricky may have to go corral him up. He's forgot already. Ricky, can you go grab him? Yeah. He's not looking up here.
Yeah, I think he got. I think
he's
he got,
on cloud nine
I think
right
he
now.
Got doused. I think he got doused with the water bucket in the,
yeah.
the locker room.
But
so, but you know what I was saying is like you know you take that first 12 nothing lead in that first quarter, and Liberty just built off of that. The Alex Toon goes 10 for 10 from the free throw line in the fourth to seal the deal. I mean, Liberty just, all the little things they did exactly right tonight. They rebounded well. Drayton Wells inside, I mean, his offensive performance, that's to be noted. But what he did on the rebounding, on the glass,
yeah,
so many big rebounds that if Drayton doesn't pull those in, you know, that starts a run for Thayer that you know, we might not recover from.
Well, it's interesting. First half, Liberty outscores Thayer 18-8. Second quarter, Thayer outscores Liberty 17-16. In the third, Thayer and Liberty, they score 5 each. In the fourth, Liberty outscores Thayer 22-17. You know, we talk about these runs. Liberty was able to... really not there go off on a run.
Right.
You know, they would start one, but Liberty was able to get the stops, get the rebounds, answer back with the bucket on the other end. But, you know, again, Class 3 District 9 champions, Liberty Eagles, they'll play Tuesday at Houston. We'll have that game for you on the Fox 96.9. And Coach Harrell, he's coming up here to hang out with us. And, again, it's one of those, I mean, this is the moment. This is why you do it right here. And again, hanging with us is Coach Harrell. Well, how's that feel?
Feels pretty good. Feels pretty good.
So, you know, first off, I want to say Alex Toon, he scored 13. But Alex was, he played the perfect role tonight.
He did. He was a great point guard. He did everything we asked of him. He made a big three early to get us going.
10 for 10.
Never missed a free throw. So that's what you need out of your point guard. So.
And then Drayton Wells. Boy, did he play big for you tonight or what?
Yeah, he played great in the first half. You know, going into it, we really wanted to set the tempo with him. We felt like when we played him at Thayer, he was kind of lost a little bit and. He really showed up in the first half.
And not even the points that Drayton scored, but how many big rebounds does that kid have, you know, late in the game that you know, if he doesn't come up with that board, it gives Thayer the opportunity to go on a run again.
And I told him before the game, I said, you got to control the paint. This has got to be your paint all night. And he did a great job.
He did.
I don't know how many rebounds he had, but he did a great job.
Well, double-doubled easy. But, I mean, just, you know, here going through the scoring, for Liberty, Parker Toon 11, Alex Toon 13, Carter Ellett 10, a freshman, big tonight. There was a couple moments, he's a freshman, and it showed.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But, boy, he had other moments where he played like a seasoned vet.
The offensive rebound
and
on the
putback on the free throw.
Yeah, huge. He didn't play like a freshman, I didn't think.
No.
I thought he really did stuff he needed to do.
Paxton Hunter with 4. Thayer did a good job on Paxton. They kind of got a pretty good dose of him 9 days ago. But still, Paxton played solid defense, got some big rebounds, played tough minutes. Blaine Altermat, you know, he's just stepped up off the bench, throws in another 7 points for the Liberty Eagles, and hit a big three in the fourth to really get things going.
He did.
And then Drayton Wells finishes leading Liberty in scoring with 16.
He did. It's been our thing all year is our scoring is real balanced.
Yeah.
You know, last year Parker had to score a lot for us to be in a lot of games, and he doesn't have to do that now. We're spread out, and that's really making us tough to guard.
Yeah, yep. Dude, you're tripping.
I know.
I was gonna say you got the victory bag.
Yeah.
Now, is this personally? How many years have you been a head high school basketball coach?
My 8th year as a head coach.
8th year. Is this how many districts? Is this your
number two?
Number two. You won your first one.
Somersville.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
26-2. you know, hey, during the football game, you know, the basketball talk would come up. I tell everybody, we should be pretty good. You know, you and I talk 4 seasons, you know, and we should be pretty good. And, well, they've really answered. Now, of late, games kind of been getting close and stuff, you know, but they really, the moment didn't get too big for them today, did it?
I agree. One of our things was, I felt like we played really tight Thursday.
Yeah.
Almost not to lose. I told them tonight, you don't have anything to lose right here. Just go out and play as hard as you can play, execute. I thought they did a great job.
So, Tuesday, you're Houston for the sectionals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either going to be, Greenwood and Seymour.
Mm-hmm.
So, that will be Tuesday, I think, was 7 o'clock game?
I have no idea.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
But, I tell you, a lot of hard work. You got some great parents out there that have blessed you with some really good kids. We've seen, great manners out there, great sportsmanship, and that, representing not just the school, but the whole community, Birchtree, Mountain View, and this has got to be a very proud moment.
It is. I got a great group of kids, and it comes from the parents. The parents are good people, and they just do a great job. So I'm blessed to have this many kids that are just great kids.
So, day off tomorrow?
I doubt it.
Tuesday comes pretty quick.
That's right. It'll be here before you know it.
So, again, Coach Errol, 26-2 SCA champions, Pleasant Hope tournament champions, and now Class 3 District 9 tournament champions. But there's more basketball to go.
That's right. One thing I want to say is it didn't really get celebrated tonight, but Alex got his 1,000th career point tonight.
Oh, so
he did.
Very cool.
It's one of those things where we got a lot of big things in our minds, and that kind of took a back seat, and that kid really deserves it. He's 10% from the free throw line. He only needed 7 points, and he got them all from the free throw line, which is awesome.
Alex had some fantastic games where he really scored and did things perfect, did them great. But tonight, in this game, you needed a floor general. You needed somebody to make sure everybody was where they needed to be and kept everything calm. And Alex was just, he was spot on.
He was. He did a great job. I felt like when they made a couple runs at us and cut it within six, he calmed us back down and got us in a good set or a good movement and patient. He did the right thing. So
outstanding. Coach Harrell. Congratulations, my man.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you Tuesday.
See
you. Hey, it's so cool to be part of this, It's just really cool to be part of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a culmination. We've seen this team
all year,
all year, and it's like, who's it going to be tonight? Alex Toon, he's going to lead you. Well, who's it going to be tonight?
Parker.
Who's it going to be tonight? Paxton Hunter. Who's it going to be tonight? Drayton Wells. Who's it going to be tonight?
Playing
Ultraman.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like,
Coach Colley was on Thursday night, and he was looking at the scorebook, and he was like, he was just kind of shaking his head, and he said, that's a tough team to beat when you've got, 13, 14, 11, 12, 9, 8.
Yeah.
Who do you stop? Who do you?
Yeah.
Who do you, who you focused on? Well, we'll find out more. The road is, we're still driving, folks. We still got gas in the tank, and it's going to take us to Houston Tuesday, and you're going to be there for
I'll
that?
I'll be there.
All right, I'll be there. It'll be on the Fox 96.9. To Dylan, Tyler, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless. Good night. Liberty is district champions.
Class 3 District 9 basketball on the Fox 96.9 is brought to you by Missouri Ozarks Community Health, Simmons Bank, Town and Country Supermarket, Town and Country Bank, Bryn Fitness and Performance, and People's Community Bank.